Both SCIT and SLIT tablets require 3 years of continuous use to provide long-term efficacy seen for 2 years after stopping. And that's from the work of Steve Durham, who looked initially with SCIT, with GRASS, and showed in a study done nearly 25 years ago with Tony Frew that 3 years of SCIT with GRASS gave a 2 year sustained benefit. And then Durham showed that 3 years of SLIT tablets with Timothy GRASS gave a 2 year sustained benefit. So 3 years is needed of continuous use to provide long-term benefit. Pre-seasonal use for 3 years, which was done with the 5-GRASS tablet, did not achieve a regulatory FDA approval for sustained benefit after stopping, although a sustained benefit numerically certainly was seen. 2 years of continuous SCIT or SLIT tablet provides immunologic changes after stopping in year three, but not clinical efficacy in year three. So 2 years of continuous SCIT or SLIT tablets is insufficient to achieve long-term clinical effects. Now, this is from a study we didn't show tonight from Glenis Scatting, who looked at 2 years of continuous SCIT or SLIT with Timothy GRASS once again, and showed that 2 years gave interesting immunologic changes in year three, but clinically, the folks were no different than placebo, whether they got the SCIT or the SLIT in year three with regard to their symptom scores. And that's what's important, how you do symptomologically, that immunologically you were having some differences, but clinically we're not. Well, that's interesting, but we're all looking for clinical efficacy. So you need more than two consecutive years. 3 years seems to be the minimal amount of time that it takes to get a sustained effect. Interruption of SLIT tablets does not require in-office reinstitution and can be done at home. And this can be a huge benefit, as many of us have experienced what happens with SCIT when it gets interrupted during the recent COVID epidemic, where, for instance, where I work at George Washington University, we interrupted SCIT for our patients for up to 3 months, from March through June, and then had to go back multiple concentrations, go back to weekly injections after that sustained interruption. With SLIT tablets, at least with modest interruptions, a week or two, there does not need to be an in-office reinstitution from the data that we have here. There's limited evidence-based guidance for patient selection. So decisions to prescribe SLIT tablets should be made on your clinical judgment and patient preference. And that's where the shared decision-making comes in that we've discussed. Both Dr. Grawi and Dr. Bunsell have shown beautifully that shared decision-making is at the core of patient acceptance and patient adherence and ultimate success with SLIT tablets or with SCIT.